Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's back to Darren once again for the sports news.
And the soccer match tonight, Mary, that's where we start. The Republic of Ireland meeting Latvia in this international friendly in Dublin. And it is a friendly, but this is important because it's the last opportunity for the Irish manager, Stephen Kenny, to look at his options ahead of the European qualifier against France next Monday. 18-year-old Evan Ferguson will start his first game for his country tonight. And Matt Doherty has been handed the captaincy. Doherty is playing his football for Atletico Madrid in Spain. And he trains daily with one of the biggest names in French football, Antoine Griezmann. Now, he's been talking to Tony Donoghue about the importance of this international window. He has some advice for young Evan Ferguson, and he's been giving us the lowdown on his superstar teammate.
Yeah, top level. Everything comes easy to him. One of the best players from what I've seen. My dad was at the game against Sevilla that we played, and he was kind of in awe of how good he was, telling me after the game how good he was. But yeah, like you see every day in training, you see what he's done over his whole career. So it's been a pleasure to train with him and be alongside him every day, and it'll be a pleasure to go up against him.
There's talk about a bit of unrest in the French camp. That's never a surprise, there always seems to be. But yeah. It appears that Deschamps has given the captaincy to Mbappe, and that Antoine Griezmann isn't particularly pleased with it, thinking it might be his turn at his age, mm-hmm. etc.
Yeah, look, that's nothing to do with us, really. I think we're all in all of sport, the French seem to have dramas, don't they, in the rugby and in football and in most things. So, look, that's just how they are. That they'll probably come Monday and have their best game. And look, we're going to need to be in perfect shape to compete with them.
As a player in our squad that, like yourself, had a small amount of time at Bohemians before going on, and Evan Ferguson has been pulling up trees, it seems, recently in the Premier League.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on him, seeing him in training, and what potential do you think he might have?
No, I think he's got huge potential. But like with a lot of young players, you know, you have to continue to work hard, you have to continue to respect the profession, you know, you've got to continue to respect everything the club asks of you in terms of work rate, in terms of carrying yourself the right way, not getting distracted. And I hope that'll be the same for him, because he's only, I think, 18 years old at the moment. Scoring goals in the Premier League is, there's not many 18-year-olds doing that. And starting in a very good Brighton team with a very good coach, so a top coach who obviously sees the same potential that we're all kind of seeing. So yeah, look, he's got what seems to be a fantastic future in front of him. My advice to him would just be to stay humble and stay on the right path, and then everything will come your way.
Words of wisdom there from Matt Doherty, and let's hope he does well wearing the captaincy. I think it could bring the best out of him tonight.
Former Bozeman captaining the team, former Bozeman leading the line.
You couldn't help yourself, you had to get it in,
there,
didn't you?
Just
top of the league.
Just shows you where all Irish football comes back to Irish football.
That interview is part of the RTÉ television coverage tonight. Begins at 7 o'clock. The match itself gets underway at 7:45.
He couldn't have given us any more insight into his teammate, though.
Well, do you know what? He's holding back, I think, you know. It'll all come out on Monday night, I'm sure. Know his weaknesses. The game is also live on Radio 1 Extra. Arsenal lost 1-0 in the first leg of their Women's Champions League quarterfinal away to Bayern Munich. Katie McKay played the full 90 minutes there for Arsenal. The second leg takes place next Wednesday. The Camogie Association has cancelled their All-Star Tour to Canada. It had been scheduled to take place a week out from the start of the championship. Now will be no tour this year. In the Leinster Under-20 Football Championship last night, Westmead beat the defending champions Kildare. Dublin got the better of Wicklow. Louth were denied a first win in the under-20 grade when they drew with Offaly. Offaly scored a late goal there to secure a share of the spoils. Laois beat Carlow. Mead too strong for Longford. In the Munster Minor Hurling Championship, Clare won against Tipperary, and Limerick secured a victory against Waterford. Now the TikTok Women's Six Nations begins this weekend, and the Irish take on Wales on Saturday. It's away. The game will be live on RTÉ Radio and TV. As we know, the senior and under 20 teams won their respective Grand Slams, but the women's team are following their own path at the moment. This is a new look team, very young team, and they're in their first season as a professional outfit. Now Molly Shuffle McCabe has been telling Michael Corcoran about their expectations this season and the importance of sharing the high performance facilities with the men's team.
yeah, I mean, it's been great to share the facilities over the last couple of weeks. It's been hectic at times, but it's phenomenal to see the under-20s and the men do the job that they've done. And there's a lot of inspiration to be taken from it. I think we're very aware that we're on our own path and our own journey, and the time will come for us with that. But, geez, it's, yeah, something wicked to be able to see a team like that go and do something like that.
And the first chance you get to step on a pitch in this year's Six Nations is away in Wales, Cardiff, this coming weekend. I mean, it's that they're a pretty formidable side.
Oh, 100%. I think nobody's got any doubt of the challenge that we'll face this weekend. But we're excited. I mean, we've had a lot of time together now, and, you know, our analysis is done. We're building at the moment. We've seen Cardiff, you know, so we're familiar with that, at least through the Celtic Challenge, familiar with the travel plans. Everything is just trying to be as on the ball with everything as possible, and be it that you're comfortable. You know, once you're comfortable, the performance will follow.
Yeah, good luck to them at the weekend. Finally, in a bit of new signing news, or a contract extension news, Connacht have confirmed an extension for Paul Boyle until the end of the 2023-24 season.